Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We had our Kids Kids concert on Friday night. Lots going on.
And too.
Most the drama afterwards at Al's Bar.
Drama. Hey, I missed that.
Call it drama.
That's drama.
Mommy and me had to go home with my daughter.
Yeah. Lots of drama. One of us drove around with a band from the concert for a minute.
Really?
Yes. Everybody thinks it's Jenna, doesn't it?
Let's narrow this down.
Everybody's thinking it's Jenna.
Let's narrow this down. Kelly left.
I left.
I have a car.
Uh-huh.
You have a car, JC?
I have a car.
And Jenna has a car.
Jenna has a car.
Okay, so we know it's one of us three.
Jenna's got a cool car.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Jenna's got a cool car.
All right, we narrowed it down.
We narrowed it down to three. One of us drove it around. But Kelly, you're having problems with your house.
Oh, well, it's one of those things. Buy a house and just immediately stuff starts going wrong. It was about a year ago I bought my house.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved in my old house, I'd had my washer and dryer for a while. They were starting to go. I was like, this is it. I'm going to buy a brand new washer and dryer. I'm going to get one of those sexy front loaders like you see on all the commercials on TV.
Yeah.
They are sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. All the pretty people use them.
Sure. They sit up on little pedestals.
On the pedestals. On the pretty stands. People with everything's always bright and sunshiny in these people's laundry rooms.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Children are running around. Oh, ha, 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 ha. It's okay.
That's when you know you're
I have
rich.
My front loader washing machine. It's sexy like me. So I bought them. First of all, they're stupid expensive.
Yeah.
Second of all,
you gotta pay for the stand.
You have to pay for the pedestal.
Yeah. Wait, there's a pedestal?
Dude, yes.
I'm telling you, that's why you know you're rich when your washing machine is sitting on top of the pedestal.
Those things sit on the ground just like a regular washing machine, but you don't know that until you go to buy one. The pedestal with a drawer underneath, you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah.
But I'd already committed. This is my heart. This is what I wanted.
You wanted sexy.
I wanted sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy
so I bought the two pedestals and I bought the washer and dryer, the front loaders. I'm in business.
Yep.
Sexy.
So a year passes. These are high energy efficiency washing machines. They don't use a lot of water and
stuff. Look at Kelly going green.
Everything's going great, right?
Did you feel really sexy when you had that? When it came in?
No.
Oh.
Are they jumbo? Like can do multiple loads?
No.
Kelly does a lot of laundry. I mean, she...
I don't do that much laundry. It's just me and my daughter. I don't do that much laundry. I really don't.
Okay.
Did you have a premise, Al?
No. Well, you know what we say.
The thing I'll tell you, if you're thinking about getting one, what I miss, I have a smallish laundry room. I'm just going to be here's the practical Kelly telling those of you debating. You lose your folding space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Like when you used to be able to take your clothes out of the dryer and fold them right there on the washer and dryer. I can't do that anymore.
Oh, no.
I had to go buy a laundry basket.
Oh.
Not a laundry basket.
And put
basket.
All my laundry in the basket and carry it to another room to fold it.
Oh, no. So you have your laundry room.
These are things
room.
You don't think about.
Not Kelly Raspberry.
Laundry folding room.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeez.
Which is my bed or the coffee table in the living room.
Sure. All right. But how dare
That's my special laundry folding rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm going through a kitchen remodel because I lived in the house for about a year. I wanted to make, because I knew the kitchen needed to be redone, but I wanted to live in it for a while to make sure what I really loved and what I really didn't love and did a complete gut on it. So for a couple of weeks, I've had to move out of the house. Mm-hmm. I've been staying at my parents.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
Laundry's been building up. So I finally got to move back home this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to do laundry. I'm so excited. I strip my bed and I put all the sheets and the stuff in the laundry room and I go turn on the washing machine and I walk away and I come back and it's making this funny noise. Almost like it's draining, but really loudly. Except I look at the laundry and it's all completely dry except there's detergent dribbled on it. And then I look on the screen, my big fancy electronic board screen.
Your touch screen has a screen?
Yes.
Shut your mouth.
And it's flashing E1, 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 E1. I'm like, that's bad.
That's error one.
For error.
Error one.
So in a panic, I just turn the machine off.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? I hit off.
Off. Turn it off.
Then turn it back on, probably. Or did you hit on?
I couldn't turn it back on.
I like to bam on stuff.
The whole thing shut down. except for that. So me,
I'm like, unplug it.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
So I go out to the circuit breaker box. I feel so manly when I do this. I don't know why.
The circuit
flipping
breaker?
Circuit breakers. I'm like, yeah. So I go out and I find the circuit and I flip it, turn it off, and I wait.
Done.
You know, wait about 20, 30 seconds. That's what you do, right? And I turn it back on and I hear in the distance.
Oh, the noise came back.
Still back. And another thing is, the laundry door is locked. I can't get my laundry out. It is locked.
Oh, no, it's locked without
your
clothes.
So my sheets are being held hostage with detergent just sitting on them.
You got an E1.
Yeah, by the sexy
probably
washing machine.
Probably ruining them because the detergent's just sitting on the sheets.
Oh, no.
No water.
Yeah.
And it's locked. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Call a locksmith.
I just bought this washer and dryer last summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a year warranty that comes with the washing machine.
Perfect.
Sure.
You coming up on that year?
I don't have time to go digging through receipts. So no. I know if I go down to Home Depot.
Thank you, Home Depot.
They keep all the records of what
That's
you
right.
bought.
That's
what
sure
I'm
do.
Just going to jump in the car real quick and drive 2 miles to the nearest Home Depot and get him to pull up my receipt for me so I can call and get my new washing machine because I figured that's what's going to happen.
Sure.
It's under warranty.
You tell them you're Kelly Raspberry, right?
They know. Okay. I don't even have to
say it.
No, oh, there's Kelly Raspberry. Okay.
Did you send a pre-crew?
Like, no,
you
know, just me.
Normally when we
have warm-ups?
We have celebrities that come into the studio. They send a pre-crew.
It was me praying to God nobody recognized me, honestly. It was Saturday laundry day. I wasn't doing anything. I had my hair up in a knot and no makeup and shorts and my Buddha shirt. I was ready to do some laundry. I walk in, and he's like, oh, I do remember you. So he pulls it up. I bought my washing machine. This is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my washing machine on July 4th of 2014, meaning...
America, good America.
Meaning my one-year warranty expired 2 weeks prior.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. 2 weeks.
I swear they time these things on these machines so that it like goes out on you 2 weeks.
Can you still get someone out to service it?
They're closed on the weekend. Well, by the time I went, so I had to wait till today.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to plead mercy. Look, I've been out of my house for 2 weeks. If I'd used it 2 weeks ago on July 4th,
it would have been out.
It might have started. I'm going to try to put on my Southern charm and see what I can do.
Oh. Yeah.
But then somebody suggests use your home warranty.
Huh?
You have a home warranty?
You get one when you move in your house for
well,
the first
year. Well, you can buy
it. So I go and I pull out my home warranty that expired on July 12th.
You know what all this means, Kelly? You need to move. You need a new house.
You got to get out of there.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Where's Bill?
So now he's...
He has his own house.
Yeah, you got a man. You call your man to handle all this stuff.
Oh.
This is warranty.
The guy who's doing my kitchen, he Googled some stuff, and he's going to come over and try to fix it for me today.
Mm.
Oh.
And if he can't fix it, then I'm going to call and beg mercy on the washing machine. Yeah.
Can you please record yourself calling these people?
No.
Please.
No,
please.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Just record it.
Yeah, I want to hear her speech.
I do, too.
So I made myself feel better by getting gussied up while I still have clean underwear, because eventually that's going to run out.
Thank God. And where'd you
go? And I went to... Medieval times.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And sat in the black and white night section. Because what happened on my 20th anniversary? Who came up to me and gave me a sausage bouquet?
Black and white.
That would be Crew. Sir Crew, the black and white knight, who, on his day off, came in to joust for us.
You got jousted?
Hold on.
They fight and stuff.
You called him.
I didn't call him. I didn't.
Somebody,
I didn't.
Somebody told him to come in?
Somebody just happened to let him know
that Kelly Raspberry
me
is
and
in.
That I and my daughter and my friend Amy and her daughters were coming in. And on his day off, he came in.
See, that's pull.
That's
pull. Not only
look at what Kelly's wearing today.
Love him.
Black and white.
Not only does she have a washer and a dryer on a pedestal, but she can call somebody who can call somebody that can get the black and white knight to show up at medieval time on his day off.
How disappointed I would have been after the horrible Saturday I had to go in and he wouldn't have been there. That would have been awful. I wouldn't have been able to come into work today.
Did he win?
Of course he won.
Oh, the poor guy who got to be the black and white knight that day. He's all excited. It's his first time, and then he gets bumped off for the regular guy.
He invited a hot girl.
Because of Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly and her pedestal washer and dryer lady.
Thank you, Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you would like to win a trip to New York City to go to the world premiere of Fantastic Four, the celebrity-packed red carpet, we'll tell you how you can win that coming up here. During the show.
What's on carpet?
Have you guys been practicing with your acting?
No.
No?
Nobody's been haven't been doing
you
some
reads?
Read through
yes.
But I have read through it.
Yeah. We have our very first script written by Barbara Thomas. She's writing our soap opera.
Now, this came about. Kelly had the idea, we need to have a soap opera. Wasn't this your idea, Kelly?
Yeah, it was kind of fun, you know, to do a summer soap series.
Yeah.
You know, just to... For the summer, something fun.
But we're talking about how soap operas used to be on the radio, too, and then TV hijacked them. And then we're like, no, this is ours first.
Yeah, we wanted to have a soap opera, but we didn't want to write it. So we had that, we had a contest, and Barbara Thomas was our winning author.
Yeah.
And she is writing The Grapes of Destiny for us.
By the way, at Barbara MC Thomas on Twitter.
MC Thomas.
Yeah. All right. Her first novel is coming out this fall, by the way.
Oh, really?
But her first soap opera debuts today.
Okay.
Now, first radio soap opera.
Yeah, first radio one, at least. It's called The Grapes of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny is played by?
Me.
Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
I will be playing Lorenzo.
Playing the part of Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
JC Chavez.
Al, who are you playing?
I'm playing Smiling Joe.
All right. Jenna?
Bitsy.
As we read through this, because this is our first episode, this is our first read through. I'm on the third page, so I'm gonna kind of figure out where Smiling Joe, how he needs to be. Like, is he smooth?
Yeah,
is he
I figure
cool?
you should always wait until we're doing it to figure out your character.
That's good.
That's
now,
what professionals do. Go with the flow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, change it in every episode to not confuse people.
Sure.
Jeez. Smiling Joe.
If you want to review our performance, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Oh, please do. 800-543-3548.
800-5-KID.
You're always welcome to call whenever you want, by the way.
Feel free to point out any standout performances as well as any subpar performances.
Perfect. Sure.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, make us feel horrible on Monday.
Sure.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Episode one.
Episode one of The Grapes of Destiny.
Welcome to the place where dreams are nurtured, then crushed like grapes. The Grapes of Destiny. In today's episode, Destiny says goodbye to an old friend and hello to an old enemy.
I can't believe Henry's really dead.
I don't think they would have put him in the casket if he wasn't really dead, mi madre.
No, Lorenzo, I meant
I could go up there and poke him if you want to be sure.
No, thank you, Lorenzo.
Okay.
Dear, sweet, simple Lorenzo.
Is this funeral ever going to be over? I have a spray tan appointment.
Bitsy, have some respect. Your mother's best friend is dead.
Finally.
Excuse me?
I just meant Henry was old. You know, so old and frail, you'd think he'd have died a long time ago. Like when he fell down those stairs, or when that piano got dropped on his head, or the time he tripped and landed face first into a pillow.
Poor thing. Henry had so many accidents whenever you visited him.
And now, a word from Henry's longtime business partner, Destiny Kensington Smith Fortensky Carrington Colby. Wow, that's a lot of names.
One for every husband. Now give me the microphone. Dear friends, I'd like to tell you a story. Years ago when I founded my winery, people said to me, Destiny, sure, you're a former international supermodel and fashion icon with 17 Vogue covers and your own signature fragrance. But what do you know about making wine? And I said to them, it was 19 Vogue covers, thank you. And all you need to know in order to succeed in this world is how to work hard and look fabulous. Well, it turns out you actually need to know a lot more to make wine. There's special equipment and land use restrictions and all these government regulations. Well, that's where Henry came in. And for a 25% stake in the company and an autographed photo of yours truly, he helped make the Grapes of Destiny the empire it is today. So thank you, Henry. Thank you for advice, your friendship, and your money.
That was something. And now mourners are invited to view the deceased.
You know, we could just view him fine from our seats. Ugh, this is so gross.
It's called paying your respects, Bitsy. Lorenzo, I said don't poke the corpse.
But there is something under his arm, see?
Oh, how sweet. He wanted to be buried with the autographed picture I gave him all those years ago.
No. It's a picture of some lady's feet.
Just put it back, dear.
You guys, can we focus on what's really important here? Like what's going to happen to his shares in the company?
Well, he didn't have any family, so I suppose they'll revert back to me.
Unless, of course, he sold them just before he died.
Who said that?
Me, the guy standing right behind you.
No!
Hello, Destiny. So good to see you again. I'm being sarcastic, by the way.
Hey! It's the funny man from the commercials.
That's right, my young friend. I'm Smiling Joe, proud purveyor of Smiling Joe's. Wine in a can. Available at a gas station near you.
You bought Henry's shares in the Grapes of Destiny?
Yep. The very day he died. Pretty good timing, am I right?
You mean pretty suspicious timing.
Unbelievable. You couldn't have me, so you want my company.
Don't flatter yourself there, Destiny. I got over you a long time ago. All I care about is making fine wine, then putting that fine wine into cans, and putting those cans into boxes, and shipping those boxes to stores so people can buy my cans and put them in the cup holders and koozies, and maybe those hats with the funny straws attached. That's what I care about now. Hats with straws.
Oh, that sounds so cool! Can I get one of those?
Excuse me, is there a problem? The line to see the body is out to the parking lot.
It's all right. I was just leaving. Destiny, I'll see you tomorrow at the board meeting for our company.
I'd rather die.
Okay, Destiny, but if you did, who would get your shares? Me, right? I'm just asking.
Oh, children, come with me. We're not taking this lying down.
Where are we going?
Home. I need to lie down.
Will Destiny lie down, or will she pace back and forth? Is Smilin' Joe really over her? Will Lorenzo ever get his hat? What will happen at the next board meeting? For the answers to these and other questions, tune in next time to The Grapes of Destiny.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Oh, what?
Double.
It was clearly, clearly one standout in the cast there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Lorenzo.
One?
I'm not saying who it was. I'm just saying clearly there was one standout performance. I'm just saying. 800-543-3548. Tell us what you thought of the first episode called Buried
Secrets. I am intrigued.
Of The Grapes of Destiny.
I am intrigued.
Written by Barbara Tulks.
Who were you trying to go for with that?
I was just saying, I didn't want to point out anything. We'll let the listeners tell us who the standout is. 800-543-3. Maybe they tuned away.
Gotta give them a minute.
Yeah, you gotta give them a minute, Al.
They gotta pick their jaws up off the floor. They're
this
shocked
is good, though.
By its twist.
This is good. She's a good writer.
I think Bitsy Robert and Lorenzo were extremely awesome.
Bitsy's a little...
Mm-hmm.
Bitsy.
Yeah.
Bitsy's a little, T-C-H.
What? T-C-H.
Change it up a little bit.
Bitsy's a little bitsy.
You know what I mean? Hey, Scott, how'd you feel about this?
Yeah, does that come in paperback?
Oh, dude! No! Come on, Scott.
We got to explain.
Is this Scott Robb?
We got to explain.
Yes, Kelly.
I knew it. It had to be somebody from the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Scott.
Scott, where are they now? It's later.
This is Scott Robb, an old producer from years and years and years ago.
That's the only way somebody would remember that. They had to be here from forever ago.
Right.
Yeah. Scott!
Anytime we have a bit.
When he asked for reviews before you even did it, I figured, all right, I'll jump in like people used to do on our interviews.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Scott, good hearing from you.
It was good, though.
Oh, thanks,
good.
Scott.
Well, that's episode one. It gets even better. Look at Scott Robb right there.
We're just trying to do some character definition.
Former producer.
You know.
I love Scott.
It's one of the many producers I ran off.
Yeah.
Nathan, you think somebody did better than expected?
Yeah, actually I did. That'd be Big Al.
Oh, really?
Big Al killed it.
Thank you.
Big Al killed it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Al. Sir.
Well done, Al. Kelly was very scared about one of your lines, Al. Before.
I was too, because I was like, am I right?
Yeah.
I was reading it.
I said Al was going to say, Emirate?
Emirate? I did.
Hold on. Did somebody tell you how to say it?
No, I went in the bathroom and I set it down on the trash can while I was.
Of course you did.
Number one. And and I was like, Am I right?
Amirite. And I said, we got to tell Al. And JC said, no, don't tell him. Let's see if he does it. Emirate?
Al, good for you for reading through
one. Well done.
Because Al never reads through his stuff.
Emirita?
Thanks for your call, Nathan. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
funny.
Nathan.
That's exactly what we thought you were going to do.
I was that close. If I hadn't pre-read it, I would have.
We're getting our reviews for our first episode of The Grapes of Destiny, our soap opera on the radio. Angela, what'd you think about the soap opera?
I'm like so intrigued. I'm loving it. I think everybody nailed it. Nailed it. Even Big Al. A little shocked, but loved it. The narrating. Loved the narrating.
Okay.
The script. Kudos.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Shortened you good.
Look at that.
Loved it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Barbara's great.
We found ourselves a good writer there. That's what I think. Thank you, Angela. Great.
Big Thank Al's, you.
Big Al's going to get a big head.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
No. Big head Al over here.
We have to challenge Barbara to start really throwing it in there now.
Come on. Some big words in there to throw it
in. Yeah.
Hey, Trenton, what'd you think?
We couldn't get it off the printer just now.
Yeah, yeah. Trenton, go ahead with your review.
All right. I think you guys did a very good job, but my big man, Big Al,
my man,
took the show.
See,
man.
Here's the he problem.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Al has set the bar so low.
That's what I do, Kelly.
That now anything he does.
That's what I do. That is my strategy. That is my strategy in life.
All right.
That was my strategy when I was married. That was my strategy in everything. Set the bar low, fellas. That way when you do a mediocre job, it's like you did
boom. Hey. You know what I'm lacking is that a lot of dudes are calling in.
Yeah.
Dudes are lacking the soap opera.
Okay.
This is good. This is for all people.
Okay.
Nick, what'd you think of The Grapes of Destiny?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. It was, like, funny in a dark sort of way. But when you think of, like, a name like Bitsy, you think of someone who's, like, more southern and, like, doesn't know much.
Oh, yeah.
And... Ditsy Bitsy.
Oh, you want me to be southern? Well, okay, I just thought I was in... I figured I was in Northern California, so I didn't want to be
a rich brat.
Yeah.
But I also like the way you did it, but at the same time, it just, you make it sound so evil, and it's awesome.
Good. See, he liked what you did with the character,
okay.
Jenna.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Nick.
What'd you think of Lorenzo?
Yeah, nobody said.
It was, his voice, I mean, understanding where you're coming from, but Lorenzo, he was like ethnic. To a point where you just want to park your car and like roll out laughing.
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. I'll take that.
Especially because it comes from Kelly.
Yeah.
Lorenzo's Kelly's son in the show or, you know, Destiny.
Well.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, I seem to remember that now. Yeah.
You remember that now?
I didn't know.
You remember?
No, I didn't.
Not every review is positive.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to hit the negative.
He's talking.
Oh, he was?
Was that the only one that can hear him? I'm listening to a different. I've got my earbuds.
You got a different station on your phones again?
They've plugged me into different things so I can hear when the caller keeps talking.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
I can hear them too, but so I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't. How's the show you guys are listening to?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you got a whole different show on there.
I'm like, JC, you're talking all over him right now.
Oh, he's potted down. Oh.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you know.
I can hear him.
Kelly,
yeah.
Listening to Ricky Smiley.
We got all this newfangled stuff up here.
Brooke.
Ricky doing that.
I didn't realize that's what was happening, so I was like, JC, hush, he's still talking.
That was Brooke, what's wrong?
Oh, my goodness. I normally love everything that y'all do,
yeah.
And this was horrible. I was almost going to turn the channel.
Oh. Why?
Because of Big Al, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It was just bad.
You got to give it a minute. Yeah, this was the establishing episode. You know, go back and watch the first episode of Seinfeld.
I totally did. I did not turn my station, very tempted, and I love you guys.
Well, stick with it. Maybe you're going to be the hard sell. You're the one we're going to be playing to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke, you got to call us back after I break.
I'm loyal, and I will give y'all another shot.
Okay, good.
Brooke, what would make it better for you?
A brand new script.
Okay. Well, we're going to get one every week.
You'll have a new one tomorrow.
I thought Barbara did a great job, but you know what, Brooke? Call us after episode 2, and let's see how you feel, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, Brooke, love you.
Always going to be, you know,
that's
just going to make us work harder.
And keep in mind, I said this a lot, you can do anything for 2 minutes. I mean, you can put up with anything.
Thanks, Al.
So when things get bad on here, hold on.
If it is bad, it's only going to last 2 minutes.
Hey, not every show had 100%.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I loved it.
Personally, I did too.
I'm
very intrigued because we don't know where the story is going. So it's...
Yeah, we're in the dark as well. We don't get the script until the very last second.
A little slow build, yeah.
Thank you, Barbara Thomas. Well written.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
K2M3 took place Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's our concert for kids and Music Meets Medicine. And we're finding different ways to raise money to go on this trip because, Al, remind us again what Kids Kids is.
Kids Kids is our organization that takes terminally and chronically ill children to Disney World every November. We normally take in the neighborhood of 50 kids and the brothers and the sisters and the mamas and the daddies, sometimes even grandmama come, just the whole family for an unbelievable trip, and it's all paid for by the listeners like you in Kid Nation.
Exactly. And usually we only do this once a year. We have one show every single year where we try to raise the money. Of course, you can donate anytime you want at kidskids.com. But we started doing this concert We did it once before, and we said, why not try again?
Uh-huh.
So we got a pretty good lineup this year. We had Reagan James from The Voice. We had Luke Wade, who's also on The Voice. We got MKTO to show up. Mm-hmm. We got Andy Grammer. And a little bonus for us, because we had our Big Break competition, we let Cheyenne Goss, who was our Big Break winner, open up the show.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. It was her first performance opening up for a big group. And I say she did a great job.
She did.
She did.
Let's take a little listen here. And a big deal for artists like Cheyenne. All the artists that night had what they call in-ears.
Mm-hmm.
So they can hear themselves and they can hear the music. Cheyenne didn't have that because she was a late addition to the lineup.
Yeah.
Oh.
She did that basically just on whim, just on
wow.
how she felt the music was going, which is, and for her to sound that great without any in-ears, you know, that's a big deal. She did awesome.
Linda Septien was backstage watching her and just
giving her
smiling.
A pep talk before she went out.
Proud
smiling
mama.
Ear to ear, yeah.
And it was cool to see the nerves before, you know, because you get to see that, man, this is where it all starts for Cheyenne.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it takes off from there.
Well, mm-hmm. She's back in Nashville now.
She is.
I'm following her on Twitter at Chey Goss. Chey Goss.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're asking, what happened to the song on iTunes? We know.
We have been trying.
We know.
It's been trying to upload for almost 2 weeks now.
You submit it. And then you just wait on them, basically. You're at their mercy to
mm-hmm. yeah.
for the upload to be complete. And we're just waiting.
We're just waiting on that. Tony,
can
from,
we call somebody?
Right. Oh, Tony from MKTO gave her his number so they could work on music.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you sound really cool. Here's my number. Hit me up. Let's work on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she's already starting to build up connections.
Speaking of MKTO, did you hang out with them after the show?
Yeah, Al, I was basically driving them. I was their driver.
So you're the one that ended up in the car with the band.
Yeah, they wanted to go to check out a fun bar. So
hello.
So you took them anywhere but Al.
Hello. Everybody else was
I'm
at my
sorry,
bar,
Al,
dog.
They described what they wanted to do.
You did not take them to Big Al's?
What? JC.
I'm sorry.
JC.
It was a group thing, Al.
JC.
That's where'd you take them?
Going to be the first stop.
Oh.
My whole coworker. My
cold.
Own
it's
coworker
not.
That I work with. I got video games.
Are they free?
No.
They wanted to play video games?
Yeah, they wanted to play some games and stuff. And there
are
were
you
a couple,
kidding
And
me?
There were a couple people they knew from town, and they were at this bar, so I took them to the bar they were at. And then I Houdini'd. I didn't.
You disappeared.
I disappeared, bro.
You ditched MKTO?
I didn't ditch. I just disappeared because I was tired.
You ditched them.
I Houdini'd.
Yeah, Houdini. You
it's not ditch.
That. You
it's just Houdini.
Yeah.
I was done. It was game over.
All right.
They did awesome, by the way. MKTO, fun guys.
Yeah, they did.
And Andy Grammer closed out the night. You know Andy Grammer.
Yeah.
Such a fun dude. Now, so there's Andy Grammer on Friday night performing at the Kids concert, right?
Yeah.
Knocking it out of the ballpark. You know, he's got this song going on for the summer. Sounds great.
Touring the country.
Yeah. You know, this. By the way, thank you to Raising Cane's for sponsoring the concert this year. So there's Andy Grammer knocking it out of the ballpark. Full band and everything.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for Andy to bring his band. And then I wake up the next morning, and I don't know if you saw this. Taylor Swift posts a picture of Andy Grammer on stage with her. And I said, wait, how could that happen?
How could this be?
Is he cloned?
He was just here. Like, there's no way he would. Like, he didn't bring it up. I would bring up if I was going to go sing
why
with Taylor
didn't he
Swift.
Say anything?
Why didn't he say anything, yeah. Kelly? I don't know why he
didn't
say anything.
Why didn't he bring Taylor Swift with him to do our show?
Exactly.
Right. Al, come on. Share the wealth, Andy Grammer. Apparently, Andy Grammer, after the show, got on a plane and flew up to Chicago.
Okay.
And was the special guest at Taylor Swift's show. And they sang, Honey, I'm Good.
Yeah.
Come on. How cool is that?
Very nice.
Stadium. In front of like 80,000 people.
Man, He is riding that wave.
He should ride that wave.
He is
riding that wave right now.
That's what you do, man.
He was giving Taylor a piggyback ride, Kelly, and he took a picture afterwards.
I said, what's your next single going to be? He's like, I don't know. What do you think it should be? Why? I mean, he has no need to put out another single
right now.
Because this one's still doing so great.
Oh, and he made so much money off of it, probably.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
Crazy.
Everything. And now Taylor Swift. Speaking of Taylor Swift.
Merry Swiftmas!
Yay.
Now, Swiftmas in July ended on Friday, but we told you there's a bonus chance for you to win.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All you had to do was go to kidnation.com and sign up. Brandy Kalhofer?
Yes?
How you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great.
How'd JC do pronouncing your last name?
Was that pretty bad, Brandy?
Yeah.
That was pretty good?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you pronounce it?
Like you pronounce it Kalhofer.
Kalhofer.
Kalhofer, okay. Yeah. So Brandy Kalhofer.
Unless you're up north and you're my cousins, then it's
Kalhofer. I was more of your northern family member.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I wonder how they pronounce it in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I don't know anybody from Minnesota.
You don't?
You will.
I don't know, Brandy, because a little birdie told me you went to KidNation.com and you signed up for a trip to Minneapolis to go check out Taylor Swift, I heard.
Yes.
You did? That's crazy.
Crazy.
I want to let you know something, Brandy.
What?
You're going to get on a plane and you're going to Taylor Swift. Yes, you are.
No way. Oh, my God. I'm going to get you crushed.
Yeah, you won,
Brandy. Kalhofer.
I never win anything. Oh, my God. I love you.
No, we love you, too.
This is a big deal, right?
This is a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke, Brandy.
No,
we're
going
to fly you to Minneapolis. The concert's on September 11th. You're going to stay at the Commons Hotel right in the heart of Minneapolis.
It's conveniently
located downtown Minneapolis on the University of Minnesota campus. The Commons Hotel. Go to commonshotel.com if you want to go ahead and check out where you're going to be staying.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's my Minnesota?
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Hey, get on a boat when you're there.
Yeah,
okay, you're turning like Canadian.
I am. I'm sorry. Brandy.
I wonder who Taylor Swift's special guest will be.
Al?
Big Al's hoping it's going to be Prince.
That's awesome.
That's what Al thinks.
That would be awesome.
Don't quote us, Brandy.
Hey, it is the 19.
I'm not going to be able to go to work now. I'm
going
to be shaking.
Yeah, don't go to work. Yeah,
just shake it off.
Brandy, who are you taking, Brandy?
I love you. You have no clue. I listen to you every morning. I swear, every time I come to work, every morning, it's, oh, my God, I love you guys.
See,
I can't even think right now. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Hey, who are you taking, Brandy?
I'm going to take my boyfriend, of course.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
Of course.
There's only one room.
Is that cool?
Stop it.
We can get you guys two bed if you need.
We won't tell anybody.
Okay. Yeah. Brandy, you have the most fun ever out there, okay?
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
There goes Brandy Kalhofer.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back in the room and everybody's laughing.
Real quick.
We're not laughing.
We're laughing because, like, our big boss comes in.
The CEO, Mr. George.
This is our big boss. He shows up to work, and he's smiling.
He's walking in the door.
He's with his backpack on, and he's like, hey, and we're literally going on air.
It's like 10 seconds. The countdown clock is like at 8.
Yeah, it's perfect, imperfect timing.
And you know, Al and I are very nice to our boss because
we don't want to get fired.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
And White Cheddar, our producer, walks in. He goes, they're on air. Get out of here.
He walks in like with some profound statement, like, the ratings are in or something.
Yeah.
He walks in. Hey, I just want you to know, I came to your bar. I was there. And like, now it's done two. Well, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because
anyway.
It was funny to us. Had to be here.
Because
White Cheddar, he's savage. White Cheddar has zero chill sometimes. Shannon, hit that again, please, because we missed it. Thank you.
All right, there we go.
All right. Big movie coming out soon. And we got a nice trip for you. A trip for two to the Fantastic Four premiere in New York City. It's happening August 4th.
Not only that.
Yeah.
We're also hooking you up with a one-year supply of Tasty Cake snacks.
No!
Yeah, that's the biggest deal
ever. Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Tasty Cake is capturing the power of four this summer via a fantastic partnership with 20th Century Fox and Marvel's Fantastic Four that comes out August 7th.
This is awesome. How does Tasty Cakes know how much I could consume in 1 year? I mean, that's like...
I think they set the limit.
Yeah, it's an enormous amount of Tasty.
They said anybody but Al can win because you would take them out of business.
Yeah, because your year is different than my year.
Right?
All right, so here's how you win. Each day, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
One of us, it'll be me, JC, Big Al, Kelly, and Jenna, will announce something we are fantastic at.
Oh, okay. I get it. Fantastic Four.
Man, this is going to be really tough to narrow down. You know?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you better
Big
wait.
Big Al's over here scrambling. I'm racking my brain. Jason's
I
like,
know. I'm like,
name one?
Fantastic.
Just one?
One thing? Like, that's hard, you guys.
I could name at least four fantastic things that I'm fantastic at.
Once we announce it, you go to KidNation.com each day and enter what each show member is good at.
Mm-hmm.
Each day before midnight. You have till midnight to do that.
Okay.
On Friday, we're going to call one person who entered, and they will win a trip to the premiere of Fantastic Four in New York City.
I want to go.
Kelly,
you just got back.
Again, you work here, Kelly. You can't go.
You just got back.
Actually, I'm going to be in New York again that weekend.
Oh, you are?
August 7th through the 9th.
Four. Yeah. Maybe four. You can go to the red carpet and do the interviews.
I won't be there on the 4th.
Well,
four.
Which is when the premiere is.
Four.
You are going for?
Sorry, I had to swallow. My niece, Riley, my firstborn niece,
yeah.
just graduated high school, and she's getting ready to go off to college, and she came to me and said, Aunt Kelly, I'd really like to do something just the two of us before I leave. And I've been racking my brain to do something special with her.
Since you're rich.
Right?
Yeah, and since I'm rich. Man, I'm girl's broke as a joke right now for this kitchen remodel.
Yeah.
And taking my daughter to New York. So, she's going to do dramatic art. She's going to a Bible college, and her goal in life is to go around the world presenting the gospel through dramatic arts.
Dramatic Bible.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to present the gospel, especially when there's language barriers. So, anyway, I said, I'm going to take her to New York and go to a Broadway show since she's into the theater arts.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Wicked.
Oh, that's cool. So you're going
to
see Wicked again.
Nothing to do with God.
Yeah, what about the Book of Mormon?
No. Oh, my goodness. That, from what I heard, is very vulgar.
Oh. How old is she?
Wicked has nothing to do with God.
She's 18.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't they have a Jesus play?
Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar.
There you go.
Hashtag don't they have a Jesus play.
There is a play called Hand to God right now, but I don't. I think it's bad.
Oh, okay.
I think it's about bad things
you
happening
read
in the
about
church.
It. Okay. Sure.
So we're just going to go to Wicked.
Okay.
Okay.
She's very excited. So we're going
to
fly in Friday, fly back Sunday, whirlwind. Whirlwind.
Boom. And then come on back. Okay.
Yes.
Well, somebody's going to be there. And in order to do that, we need to announce what we're fantastic at today.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mack.
Yes.
It's your day today. You have the podium.
What am I fantastic at?
Yes, sir. And why?
Are you still thinking?
This was pretty tough, Kelly, because...
He was told at the beginning of the show.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm moderately good at a few things, but fantastic?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you've had 2 hours to come up with something, Al.
We told him to keep it clean, too.
The only thing I can come up with that I feel like I'm fantastic at...
Broken promises. Oh, okay. I thought we were helping.
No,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Thanks, Jenna.
No, thanks, Jenna. The only thing I can come up with that I'm fantastic at, I feel like I am, is karaoke.
Oh.
I'm fantastic at karaoke. If your definition of fantastic is I do it every chance I get.
Yeah.
I think we need to give the definition to Al.
Well, no, that's his choice.
That's my choice. That's my superpower.
What makes you so fantastic at karaoke?
I'm karaoke man.
You're fantastic at
I'm fantastic at karaoke, yes. Think I am.
When you sing a song, you sound like the artist.
Please, give a listen to this.
1 second. Shannon's getting it for you.
Oh, sorry. This is not me singing this song.
See, there's Al producing.
Not fantastic.
Well, that's my interpretation
of
fantastic.
How about this one, Al?
Okay. Slipping in the summer sun.
Man, if you're fantastic at that, I'd hate to see what you suck at.
So that's my superpower.
There you go, Al.
Karaoke.
Superpower.
Yes.
Karaoke.
Karaoke man.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm karaoke, man.
All right, go to KidNation.com. Again, you have till midnight to
bust out a karaoke song at any given time, at any given place.
So you have to put down in order to enter win. You put down what each of us
say we're
fantastic at.
So,
got it.
Al, fantastic at karaoke.
I'm fantastic.
Right. According to Al.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
In the next day.
We'll find out who's fantastic at what.
You know what yours is yet, Kelly?
Off. No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's so cool that Andy Grammer, after doing the Kids Kids concert, flew to Chicago and went on stage with Taylor Swift at her 1989 world tour.
So we're like 2 degrees of separation. There's 2 degrees of separation between
right?
us and Taylor.
We have a feel-good story. Kelly, what you got over there?
Well, a woman named Rachel Taylor, she was shopping at Old Navy, and there was an incident with some body-shaming bullies. And you may have seen this on social media. We were on vacation when this all happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, she decided to turn that experience around and empower others.
A teenage girl picked up a tank top off a rack and held it up against her, and she said, "Look, Mom, me and so-and-so could both fit in this tank top." And they laughed, she set the shirt down, and I started crying.
Eventually, Taylor made her way back into the store to try on that plus-size tank, and later taking to Facebook to share her story. She writes in the post, "Be kind, think about others before you speak," adding, "I ended up buying that tank top because it turns out I look fierce in it." And with over 200,000 likes on Facebook.
That doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're a crybaby. It means that you're human.
For Good Morning America, Lindsay Janis, ABC News, New York.
Good Morning America.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, small world. Rachel is a member of Kid Nation.
She is, Al.
Nice.
Yeah. And she's actually on the phone with us right now.
Oh, great.
Hey, Rachel, Rachel Taylor.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great. We were floored when we found out that you're actually listening to our show on Friday.
Yeah, I love you guys. I listen every day.
Well, thank you, Rachel. So, going back to this incident at Old Navy, because we were on vacation at the time this all went down. So when you say these girls picked up the tank top and were saying, ha-ha, we can both fit into this, were they directing that at you, or are they just making a mindless comment, not considering who was around them?
I think the latter. I don't think they meant to be mean.
Right. Yeah.
But I was standing right in between them. So it's kind of, you know, be aware of your surroundings. And if you don't want someone to overhear what you're saying, just don't say
it. Don't say it.
Okay, there we go. Because when I first read it, I thought maybe they were making fun of you in some way. But it wasn't that. They were just making fun of this big shirt, right? And so it does hurt your feelings. You're like, oh, well, that's my size. What do you, you know, I get that.
Exactly. And Rachel wants people to think before they speak, because you do, you never know who is going to be around when you're saying those things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, Rachel, Old Navy ended up reaching out to you, right?
Yeah, the corporate office, the social media manager sent me an email. She actually sent me a couple before I responded.
Yeah.
And she wanted to send me a generous $500 gift card.
Oh, wow.
They're also personalizing a lookbook for me, so I don't know what exactly that'll be, but that's exciting.
Oh, that is fun.
And they wanted to give me a cool shopping experience at my local Old Navy. So
that's really awesome. Exciting.
That's really nice of Old Navy.
You know how much $500 can buy at Old Navy?
Old Navy? Yeah. You can buy the store.
And get your own lookbook?
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to Friday. Rachel, you were listening to our show, and do you remember what you heard on our show that made you reach out to us?
Yeah, well, I heard the story about Catherine, the young girl who had just moved to Dallas to further her teaching career, and she had all of her belongings in a U-Haul and was staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
And her mom went outside and noticed that the U-Haul was gone. It had been stolen, and the police found it later, and it had almost nothing in it. Mm-hmm. So she lost her clothes, her valuables, her
everything.
Things that have been in her family,
sentimental things. Yeah.
She didn't need a bed, by the way.
Yeah. That struck a chord with you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's a couple of years younger than me. My husband and I, you know, recently moved across the state, and we had everything we owned in a storage unit, and I was terrified that something was going to happen to it because that was everything we owned.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, Rachel, we actually have Catherine on the phone right now. Hey, Catherine.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Rachel.
Hey.
Rachel wants to tell you something real quick, Catherine, if that's possible.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Well, like I just said, because of the story that I had and its popularity, Old Navy is sending me a $500 gift card to their stores. But, you know, I can buy my own clothes. but I think that you have a greater need. You have a lot of shopping that you're going to need to do. And so I would like to give you that $500 gift card so that you can restart on your wardrobe.
Are you serious?
Aww,
she is.
There you go, Catherine.
Thank you.
You don't have to think about
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Yes, Al.
That was kind of the response I was looking for.
Oh, Al,
when I offered that bed, last week.
Rachel, stop, Al. Don't ruin this moment.
Rachel, that is incredibly nice.
Why not, Al? What do you want?
I know, right? This is so great. This is one Kid Nation member helping another. You know, we didn't solicit for anything. No. That's great.
And beautiful of you to do this, Rachel. So kind of you.
Wow.
We're a family.
Look at us being a family right now. And we did set up, we put the link to right. Catherine's GoFundMe at kidnation.com. What's the update on that, Catherine? How's that going?
Wow. People, gosh, their generosity, I mean, it just continues to overflow. And currently this morning when I looked at it, we're about $200 away from $12,000.
That's great. Wow. That's going to replace all your things.
We told you Kid Nation
cares. Not the sentimental things you lost. I mean, like she said, there were special cards and letters and family heirlooms.
Things you can't buy back.
The material possessions you can replace. Hopefully they catch those jerks.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'm learning a lot just about grace and forgiveness and just continuing to, you know, not dwell on the bad things that have happened, but to use the blessings wisely and to just continue to walk forward with, you know, bravery and knowledge that I'm going to be taking care
of. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that something?
And we wanted you to walk into that classroom on the first day with a positive attitude, and hopefully this helps out, Catherine.
Rachel, that's so nice of you to bless her with that.
Yeah, thank you. Gosh.
No problem. And I know that your mom said that God doesn't give you more than you can handle, but I don't necessarily think that's true. I think God allows you to go through these trials so that you have to put your faith in Him, and you have to know that He's the one who's providing for you. So I hope that God provides for you and you're able to, you know, get back everything that you need to live your life.
Very well said,
thank
Rachel.
Thank you. Gosh, well, yes, thank you.
Rachel, thank you so much for reaching out to us and congratulations on being able to empower others with your post and reaching so many people. And Catherine, I'm glad you're at least able to get some of the things you lost back.
That's cool, Catherine. Rachel, how's your bed situation? You need a bed or anything, Rachel?
Oh my gosh, Al.
I'm just asking.
Al, how come we had a nice moment? You're trying to turn it.
Rachel, Rachel's out here doing nice things. All right. You know, my friends are asleep.
Leave it alone.
Ladies, you have a wonderful day, and we're going to have a talk with Al right now.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I feel we got to do this story because there's bad news for the Ashley Madison fans.
Ashley Madison.
Al, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Isn't that the cheating website?
It's the website for discreet cheating.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
So hackers have threatened to expose the identities and sensitive information of millions of AshleyMadison.com users.
That's not good.
So there's going to be a lot of people walking on eggshells. And there's only one way to stop these hackers from doing this. Hmm. And they say, you need to shut down AshleyMadison.com. Hmm. You shut down the website, we won't release any information.
Oh, so they're ethical hackers.
They're ethical hackers, I guess, Kelly, yeah.
I bet it's a bunch of women.
Yeah. They say they will release customer records, including profiles with all the customers' secret fantasies and matching credit card transactions, their real names, their addresses, and employee documents and emails. The hackers call themselves the Impact Team.
So what... Okay, they shut down the website. Oh, I guess I can't cheat anymore because Ashley Madison is shut down.
Well, Ashley Madison claims to make it easy, and they make it so that you never get caught.
Yeah, discreet.
Discreet, all that.
The website almost makes it harder. Want to cheat? Go to a club. Cheat. There you go. Boom. That's easy.
I guess. But this website hooks you up with other people that are doing the same thing, so then you feel safer, apparently.
So you can get right to
it. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And they say that...
get right to it.
The hackers say that AshleyMadison.com has been lying to their customers because they say they have a full delete feature on AshleyMadison.com. And apparently it gives customers an option to delete their profile for a $19 fee.
Oh, my God.
And all the history. So you got to pay them. To hide what
hush
you do,
money.
Apparently. Yeah, it's hush money.
I love when people tell me, well, it's deleted. I shut my social media off. Everything you've ever put online is there somewhere. It's can be found.
Well, that's what the hacker said. They said that, you can claim that all you want, Ashley Madison, and charge people $19, but all the information remains online.
So what's Ashley Madison saying about all this?
They're saying they're working with the FBI to fix this. Yeah, I'm sure the government wants to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got a. We're still trying to find out who broke into Tyga's Snapchat.
Yeah. It is funny though because it's such an immoral thing that it's just like calling the cops if someone stole your drugs.
Yeah.
Like, oh hey, I oh.
Yeah, so this guy stole my drugs, but they're not my drugs. But I saw them steal it.
Yeah, and I just want to do the right thing and report.
I'm trying
them.
To cheat on my wife. Can you help me out here?
Can you help us help people cheat on their partners that they married?
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, we'll see if they shut down AshleyMadison.com. But I guarantee you there's a lot of dudes and ladies that are walking on eggshells because of this.
Well, not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Al.
No.
Did you ever sign up for AshleyMadison.com, Al?
Al signs up for stuff all the time. He didn't remember.
I do.
Are you sure?
I'm positive I didn't sign up for this. I'm positive.
He did sign up for the millionaire matchmaker.
Yeah, I did.
He was trying to snag him a rich woman.
You did?
Uh-huh. And I met a girl, this was years ago.
Okay.
I met a girl that owned a restaurant in, I believe it was Newport Beach, California. When I say I met her, we chatted online. I never met her.
Now, was she expecting you to be the millionaire and you're expecting her to be the millionaire?
Yeah, how do you do
we
this?
We never got that far? Never got that deep.
Wait, well, so you had a Skype session online?
Oh, her picture's there, and I wish I could remember her name or whatever, but
of
it was so long ago.
Uh-huh.
It was so long ago.
Was she hot?
Yeah. She was very, very attractive, and but we never met face-to-face or even talked on the phone. We just kind of chatted for a little while, and then kind of fizzled out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned forgetting that her name and stuff, because I had a moment at the Kids concert.
Uh-huh.
Where I had totally forgotten something that happened during our New Orleans trip.
You had forgotten something, okay.
Yeah, and it's something
so much
pretty,
happens.
It's pretty embarrassing.
I don't know, when I heard the little piece of this story, since I wasn't with you guys, how you guys did not tell me the story, at least even off the air.
So what happened was, we were in New Orleans, and I did a little bit of day partying at the pool.
Day drinking.
Well, it's New Orleans. Drinking. Of course you're going
to
do a little drinking.
Day drinking to the point you took a nap.
I've been drinking.
You wanted to take a nap at the pool, right?
Yeah, so I took a nap. I went to my room. I got done because I had dinner with Kelly and Carolyn and Michael and like all and Derek and Lindsay. So everybody was going out to dinner.
Okay.
And so I wanted to get some rest before we went out because we're supposed to go out and party. And Kelly never parties.
Never. No. Yeah.
So this is one of the nights where I needed to be on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And so I went to take a nap, and I woke up.
Well, first of all, we're all calling him nonstop, texting him. Where are you? He won't answer. And we're like, well, he is passed out.
I'm snooze fest. Like hard.
I mean, we were all night and fine, you know, and Bill's call. Everybody's calling. And he finally comes to.
If my dude Bill's calling and I don't answer, I'm full sleeping.
Right.
And so I finally wake up because my phone, my ringer was on. So that's how hard I was sleeping. I wake up. And it's Kelly, and it's like, I'm sorry. I'll meet you guys after dinner. I'm sorry I missed it. And they're like, no, we just sat down. Just come meet us.
And what time is this?
It's like about 9.
9:30.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm ready to go. Clearly.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm so ready to go right now.
Man, I would have been done for the night.
And I remember I woke up, and since I had just gotten back from the pool, I was naked. Like, I just took off my trunks, and I'm just laying on the bed.
Yeah, wet bathing suit.
Why not? It's my bed.
Yeah, why not?
Until...
So picture JC
sprawled out,
passed out drunk,
butt naked,
naked on top of the bed covers.
Yep.
And.
So I turned slightly to the right, Jenna, just to look out the window because I have a nice view out downtown New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just beautiful view.
Mm.
And these two little chocolates catch my eyes.
These two little chocolates?
Yeah, two chocolates. Chocolates that were not there when I went to sleep.
Like chocolate candies?
No. Yeah. The mint candies. Ones? Yes. The little square ones?
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. With a nice little note, hope you have a good night, Mr. Chavez.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
And I was like, so they came into my room, saw me sprawled out naked, sleeping, and were still kind enough to leave me my turndown service.
Naked.
Oh, my gosh. Like a turndown for what?
I got out of bed, and I'm doing this turnaround like the dogs do before they're going to sit down. I'm like, no.
Plus, you had just gotten out of the pool.
I was cold, Jenna.
Oh, my gosh.
Cold.
I bet they took photos.
Oh, man.
I guarantee you they took photos.
I would. There's no way I wouldn't in that circumstance.
I probably looked like the Asian dude from The Hangover. The pool situation.
I love, if I had been the housekeeper, I would have opened the door like, oh my God, and sneaked out quietly. No, she was so professional. or he, we don't know for sure.
I don't know, Kelly.
They continued with the turndown service next to his naked, passed out body.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine the selfies they have with you?
Oh my gosh.
I felt so ashamed.
Oh, I
don't know. And you know, you're not, I'm not sleeping like hot.
They took selfies.
Exactly.
I'm like,
no way.
If a naked photo were to come out,
earth.
But you looked great.
No way.
And well endowed, you'd be cool with it, maybe.
Totally would.
Yeah, of course.
But not
would.
Drunk sleeping with your tongues out,
out of
my
the
hair's
pool.
All disheveled.
Not ugly naked.
I got a slight sunburn going.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Were you front up or?
I was up. Mm. Not like my.
Yeah. You are laying on your back.
You know what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.